Okay, good morning, everybody. So review of Tatsriya has all the halachos of Tzaras, HaRosh, or HaZakan. It's like, really interesting because, with respect to the previous halios, so basically Rashi and Ramban are on the same page here. There's a large gap between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi thinks that the Netek is basically just the name which is used for the Tzaras, HaRosh, or HaZakan. And the Ramban says, no, it's a prerequisite. What Netek means is that the hair has fallen out unnaturally of those locations. And that's the first, Siman Tuma. And then, of course, Pisyon and Sayar Tzahov are, Simanim Buchlatim, as he expresses. So there is a difference of opinion. Also, when it comes to, V'hiskalach V'sanetak Lo Yigaleach, the Ramban, he ends up coming around to the day of Chazal, but he, starts going in the direction of, Hishamer B'nega Tzaras, Hishmor Modu La'asos, that there's an Issa D'Araisa to tamper with what appears to be the beginning of Tzaras, HaRosh, or HaZakan, which is like a very fascinating thing. So you see, Vesanetek Legaleach could be like a losa, say he speculates about that as well. What I want to actually focus on is something of a countervailing halacha to something that comes up, at the beginning of Tazria, Vira'o HaKohen, Vitimeo So HaKohen, Yeshamim Shataroa, Yeshamim Shia Taroa, Vershivasime HaMishtar, Yantif, Achal HaMoed, where, it's not Tzaras, so the Kohen declares it as such. And all of that is true, and all of that is very important, but there is a flip side, which is expressed in this Aliyah, which is if something has been established as Tameh, a Kohen cannot be Metayer it, and even a Kohen that pronounces it Tahor, right, that has no halachic impact. That comes from this Aliyah. The Torah tells us, "Viral Kohen es hanetek bayom hashvi'i, v'nei lo fasa hanesek ba'or, marei ro enenu amok min ha'or, v'tiharu so ha'kohen v'chibes begadav v'taher." So there's no pisyon, and so therefore it's tarvim paso yivsa hanesek ba'or acharei tahora. So if there is pisyon, if there's this kind of metastases, so then that's going to be a problem. V'ral ha'kohen v'nei pasa hanesek ba'or lo yivakir ha'kohen l'seyar tzov. You don't need to check for the Seyar Tzahov, for the second Siman, because it's already Tame based on the Pisyon. V'im be'inav amad ha'nesek, if there is no Pisyon, v'seyar tzachor, shachor tzamach bo, excuse me, right, instead of the Seyar Tzahov, the Seyar Shachor, or as Rashi points out, minayin af ha'yarok ve'adom shenu tzahov, right, but anyway, it's not a yellowish hair, or something black, or green, or red, or whatever it is, so there's no pisyon, right, so it's not a seyar tzahov, nirpa hanesek tahor hu, v'tiharo hakohen, Rashi comments, v'tiharo hakohen, hatame shetiharo hakohen, lo tihar, right, it wouldn't work. So this is a very fascinating thing, so you wonder, is there a kind of a stira here, wait a second, if it's all, al piha kohen, if the kohen has to declare a tameh, until he does so, it's not tameh. So how exactly here, if the kohen declares a tower, is it not, tower? What's good for the goose should be good for the gander. So clearly what's going on here is that, this is already a very clear indication of, the status of Mitzora Muzgar, right? Because the whole, section of, this whole section was where the kohen had already, sequestered the individual on the basis of this netek, and then he comes to investigate the netek, and to see whether there's been pisyon, whether there's a sehar shachor, and what exactly the status is, and if he comes back and checks, and really there are simanei tuma, the kohen is powerless at that point to reverse, the status which has already been established on the basis of the hezger. So this is an extremely important idea, and it has to be put as a compliment, l'shitas Rashi, to the original idea of Yesham Shiyata Roa, that if you haven't started down the path of Tzaras, you need a kohen obviously to put you there, v'ra'o kohen v'timeo so kohen, and all of that. But once you're sort of in the system, as it were, right? So the physical reality has to change and the kohen would also have to pronounce it, but if the physical reality isn't supportive of Tara, so then, the declaration of the Kohen cannot establish that as a reality simply by itself.